decision. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Texas Department of Public Safety says it was the wrong decision for police to not immediately engage with the Uvalde school shooter. Fox's Jeff Paul has more from Uvalde.
19 officers stood in the hallway of the school for nearly an hour before a Border Patrol agent showed up with a master key he had found to open up the door to enter and then kill the suspect. And while the clock was ticking for that to happen, investigators disclosed children were calling 911 begging for operators to send in police to help.
Texas authorities say they believe the situation had transitioned into a standoff. President Biden set to visit Uvalde on Sunday. Former President Trump addressing a crowd of supporters at a rally in Casper, Wyoming, saying the U.S. needs to focus on making schools safer.
Before we nation build the rest of the world, we should be building safe schools for our own children in our own nation and in our own towns.
California's Governor Newsom testing positive for COVID-19 Saturday. He is experiencing mild symptoms. AAA estimating about 39 million people will travel by car this Memorial Day weekend, despite record high gas prices. Fox's Nate Foy has more from a gas station in New York.
$4.60 is the national average, but the price here in Manhattan, $6.39 for a gallon of regular gas at this particular gas station, $7.19 for a gallon of Supreme. Now, if there's any good news, the silver lining here is that this time last week, the average price across the country was just 1 cent different than it is now. But last month, the average price for a gallon was $4.14, and last year, it was $3.04. So that makes a big difference in travel plans for this holiday.
Authorities saying a collision between two motorboats on a river near Savannah, Georgia, has left two people dead and three others missing. America is listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Jury deliberations continuing Tuesday in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Jurors have a mountain of evidence, including text messages and photos, to go through as they deliberate a verdict in this case. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over a 2018 op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post, describing herself as a domestic abuse survivor. Even though Depp's name is not mentioned in the article, he says it damaged his career. Depp denies abusing Heard. His attorney called Amber Heard a liar and asked jurors to reject her claim.
Fox's Christina Coleman. An elderly woman in California is carjacked while feeding the homeless.
Police say the 81-year-old woman was feeding homeless people home-cooked meals in Redlands, California, when a 24-year-old man wrestled her car keys from her and then took off in her car. Video released by the police show him dragging Nina Steinman, who was hanging onto her car, before she fell to the ground. She was bruised but otherwise unhurt. Cops later spotted the car in a Los Angeles parking lot and arrested Roberto Carlos Sanchez Jr. on carjacking and elder abuse charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The National Spelling Bee is back in person for the first time since the start of the pandemic.
The Scripps Spelling Bee will be fully in person at its usual venue outside Washington for the first time since 2019. But some changes. Schools and sponsors have dropped out. Regions have been consolidated. And the Bee has fewer than half the spellers it had 3 years ago. Another huge change. Scripps broke with longtime partner ESPN and will broadcast the competition on its own networks, Ion and Bounce. Actor and literacy advocate LeVar Burton will host. Scripps had 245 regional sponsors for the 2020 Bee that was canceled due to the pandemic, only 198 for this year's Bee, which runs from Tuesday to Thursday. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.